That's what that hit.
We're going to begin for our panel reviews of the Indiana Arts Project Support Application for Region 5. The date has not changed. And we are now on application from Earlham College for the Chancellor Kier's String Quartet. Do I have any conflicts? None being noted. Our first reader is Ann Kim.
Hi, I thought the application was well put together, and there was a thorough explanation about the purpose and history. Everything for the upcoming year was planned well, that encompassed a wide range of venues and audiences. There's also the range of promotional sample materials, including marketing materials such as postcards and newspaper articles. But I might suggest putting down a specific Facebook link instead of just facebook.com, which is what it listed. In terms of community engagement, the organization clearly puts a lot of effort into serving a diverse group of people and communities in the area, which is very commendable. In terms of areas of improvement, much of this section of the application was written in a slightly choppy manner. So maybe a little more, so for example, when it states that they make a special effort to include the Hispanic community in Wayne County, I would like it to kind of expound upon that in terms of specifically how. So a bit more explanation is needed. In terms of how it does it, besides simply stating that it partners with Amigos. Another area of improvement is to explain exactly how the impact of this community engagement is evaluated and assessed for more kind of concrete assessment and data gathering. And the list of board members, it listed the names, but didn't include any of the professions or places of employment. And they, for all of them, even though there was quite a long list of board members, they're just, it was listed that, just not disclosed for that information. So I think having that information would be helpful, and also maybe specific tasks that each board member kind of undertakes. And that is it for me.
Okay, thank you. And our second reader on this application is Chris Harrison.
Just seconding off of Ann a little bit, I think overall it was a relatively strong application, but the one thing that I would suggest for them to put some more effort into is their support materials, their promotional stuff. Their website, for example, has a couple of warning messages at the top, error messages. So I think the website needs a little bit of TLC. And similarly, in the Facebook page, I didn't link that properly. Even when I did do a search for the organization on Facebook, nothing showed up. So it seems, at least to me, when I send this something, it doesn't seem as if they even have the social media presence. So that would definitely be a great opportunity for them to take part. Otherwise, I think very strong application.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone else have any comments they'd like to make? Deb Stapleton?
I found it a little difficult to judge the artistic quality based on promotional materials that people have talked about. But some areas of the budget were a little bit hard to decipher. For instance, it would say $1,500 per concert for five artists. Is that $1,500 per artist for the season, or was that so much per concert? I wasn't exactly sure, so I would have liked a little more clarity on the budget and the way it was done. But I also thought they did a fabulous job of reaching a lot of different audiences.
Okay. Anyone else? If not, if you will take a minute and record your scores. Are we all ready to move on? Okay. Our next applicant is East Central Indiana Chamber Orchestra. We do not have a first reader, but our second reader is Deb Stapleton.
I thought it was an interesting mix that obviously both the all three, the conductor, the assistant, and the accompanist all have really good credentials for leading this program. And the idea of giving the opportunities to college music majors was, I believe, a very invaluable part of what they do. Seems as though they attracted a good-sized audience for their performances. The variety of their venues to expose different socioeconomic groups was well thought out. And I think going to different types of venues, as well as different neighborhoods, was a strong way of doing what they do. You know, there was a church and a public gathering place and a school and almost an underserved neighborhoods. The majority of the planning decision-making seemed to be based on internal discussion with some input from audience evaluation, but I think they may want to look at, you know, what other ways can we evaluate and can we be broader in our evaluation, because a lot of it was these people who were already going to their concerts and attending, but what about those people, how do they reach those people who aren't attending their concert? I thought the timeline was rather vague. I would have liked to have seen more detail of like when overall things were happening, like promotion deadlines, fundraising efforts, mainly in the timeline it was individual dates for rehearsals or performances. But I think kudos for that mix of offering scholarships to students, and they were very conscious, I thought, of trying to have relatable music to their audiences, so that was a good part of outreach. Like the last year where it was classical music, but that movie themes that people would realize. I thought also the idea of using zip codes in their evaluation was a great, not unobtrusive way to gather data for things. So they think it's that they've been doing it a long time, and it's a worthwhile project for the community.
Anyone have anything they'd like to add? If not, if you will take a moment to mark your scores. Ready to move on? Okay, our next applicant is Hagerstown Middle Creek Players. Do I have any conflicts? None being noted. We do not have a first reader. Beth Shank is our second reader.
The Middle Creek Players is a stock production theater, tent theater. Program. The project's been in existence for 28 years. One thing I liked about this was it just seemed to involve so many people, not just from the Wayne County and Hagerstown area, but they reach out to Ball State. They're taking the road, show on the road to Brown County. They're taking the show on the road to churches, just a lot of different places. The Hagerstown, outside Hagerstown, community involvement is widespread with K-12 and post-high school communities being involved in a variety of ways. The multitude of ways that Hagerstown and the Wayne County community involved in the planning and the implementing, and it's outstanding. Their board members come from all over Wayne County and Henry County. They're taking the show, like I said, to Brown County, and the community partnerships are listed, and they're extensive and shows community engagement and a commitment. The online component is nice. More and more people are relying on online services and publications, and fewer subscribe to newspapers. So many of the people are looking at on the instant what to do this week, and they have a section for that. So this is going to pop up easily on their phones. There seems to be a number of roles. It seems like a large project for a few people in the roles, but they've been working on this for 28 years. There was one little discrepancy, and maybe I messed up, but in one area it said that the total involvement was 6 weeks, and then I found another place where it said 9 weeks. So I'm not sure if I misread that, but that was probably the only big discrepancy I found in that.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to add? Ms. Harrison?
I'll say overall, some great promotional materials. They've got a pretty good presence. The one, I think, outstanding issue I had was in terms of finances, showing a substantial net loss for the past year. So that was concerning to me from a financial standpoint. So I couldn't quite, reading through the documents, couldn't quite figure out. It wasn't obvious at least where that loss kind of originated from. It just kind of seemed spread around across all the different accounts throughout the statement, which actually makes it a little harder to believe that they've got the ability to track down an issue like that and figure out how to make it better for this next year.
Thank you. Anyone else have a comment? Deb Stapleton?
I know you Beth mentioned their online presence and using that, and I was very impressed with the fact that they were doing not just promotion online, but actually informational segments about their programming, what it takes to do, as well as the presentation, so people who can't get out and can't do things could be involved in part of the program.
Okay. Anyone else? If not, if you will mark your scores. To move on. Okay, our next applicant is Hoosier Shakes, and do we have any conflicts? And being noted, our first reader is Olivia Patterson.
This applicant had a good application that he turned in. The program seems to be strong. I like that they allow the community to choose by survey one of the shows of the two that they present. They place their shows in a place that is accessible to many different people from different walks of life. Very engaging and interesting programs with an intention of creating discussion in the community members. They use a lot of the resources that they have to assist them, and their finances seem to be in order with a positive with their income. I did want to know how they managed to measure the crowd interaction, how they do that. I see that they do surveys. They have a good Facebook. They have good social media. They have engaging YouTube videos that were fun to watch. But I did wonder about a couple of their claims about when they have their shows in the park. They said they brought together professionals like professors and the homeless. And I wondered how they measured that, like what their interaction with the homeless were already possibly in the park. But it's cool that they have that, where people who may not be able to have access can be there freely. And I like the 30-minute pre-show where they engage the audience and they use contemporary music. That might bring in people who don't normally appreciate more of the classical style, but they might draw in more crowds. I want to see in future how they're going to measure the engagement with their folks, and how they're going to bring in more people, how they're going to serve so many underserved. But in the meantime, it's cool to see that they make it more accessible to a wide range of people.
Okay. And thank you. Our second reader on this application is Ann Kim.
Hi. So for an organization that is only 3 years old, I thought it has been doing an incredible job with its marketing. The goals seem very focused and artistic quality, and also collaboration with local community organizations. And it seems that the number of the patrons have been growing for all 3 years, which I think speaks to the success of its community impact. One thing I did want to note is, so the application talks about how it recruits from other states, and that, you know, you've got two Chicago directors that are recruited and such, but it does not really substantiate the credentials or the rigor of the selection process, right? We're kind of asked to assume that if you come from out of state or from bigger cities, that they're qualified. So I think maybe adding a bit more biographical information perhaps for those people, or maybe how competitive it may be, the selection process, I think can really substantiate the kind of artistic rigor and the quality of the program.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yep. I'm not going to do this on every grant.
Okay. Stapleton.
I thought having program notes and introduction on their handout material so really brought people into this is what this play is about, this is when it takes place, that sort of thing, much more than almost any other play I've ever attended, and their program notes. I thought those were fabulous to bring people into it. I also thought, congratulations, especially on a young organization, on diverse funding streams, you know, to get from this one of two CDB partnership grants and a great mix of grants, private individual donations, and corporate sponsors. And they do an extremely good job of that.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay, will you take them on and mark your scores? We are going to take just a brief break, so perhaps no more than 10, hopefully 5 minutes or so.